this event, from your perspective, has grown enormously.
Well, I mean, if you ask me, I mean, from 1998 up till today, a lot of things has changed. From 152 athletes to over, or very close to 30,000. From 10,000 dirham to $1 million. That's a lot of changing. And this is because of the support from our sponsor, from the community, from the people of Dubai.
And when you started it all those years ago, has it exceeded your level of expectation and what has been achieved with this marathon?
No, well, actually, I mean, always we was dreaming to be number one. And still, if you look into it seriously, we are top three marathon in the timing level, and in the prize money, we are number one at the moment. Still, there is a gap. We want to be number one.
And in terms of this year's event, a new course, but many an iconic venue. Here we are talking to you in front of the Burj Al Arab. Do you expect a time close to a world record?
Well, I mean, technically we are expecting somewhere around 204. But if we are lucky, if the weather is supporting us, if all the elements at that time between 7 to 9.03, everything is together, no wind, strong wind, I think why not? There might be a world record. But anyhow, personally, I am dreaming for the world record.
And here in Dubai, are you seeing an improved level of interest in athletics as a result of not only the marathon, but what your organization is doing?
Well, yes, it's true. You know, last Asian athletics, we have 2 gold and 1 silver. And that's a reflect, and that's a sign that there are a lot of support from the government, from the officials, and that's also a result of that we are supporting the athletics in this part of the world.
So when in 1998 you had 152, you look a few more years ahead, what sort of target are you looking for in terms of runners? As you say, over 20 to 30,000 runners, have you got even grander aims?
Well, I'll be happy with 5 and 4 zeros, that's 50,000, and I'll be happy if we do the world record this year.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.